Hey, what's up, guys? I want to tell you guys a trading story. When I was a junior trader and I started trading options at one of the options market making firms in Chicago, this is a brutal story. Like, I still think about the story sometimes. I'm like, oh man, I cringe. It's such a brutal story. But the story is about how I had a chance to make like $2 million for myself within like maybe 10 seconds. To start out, right, at this particular options market making firm, like prop trading firm, the commission was like 20%. So the agreement between the traders and the firm was that whatever you make the firm, you get 20% as your bonus. And it's like contractual legally. So like they have to pay you that. If they don't, you can sue them. And there have been disputes and people have sued them and gotten their full 20%. So I was a newish junior trader. So I had my main product that I was options market making, but they also put me on like a new product that the CME was rolling out, Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I think it was CME. And for those who don't know, like when you work for an options market making firm, there's a contractual agreement with the exchange, where the exchange, when they list new products, they want to get liquidity in there. And so they need someone to get the ball rolling. So they'll have options market makers come in and they'll pay them rebates and give them other like benefits if the options market maker leaves their markets out there so that other people can trade with them. And without getting too into the technical details, it's not like you just leave resting orders out there and like that you get picked off. The options move with the underlying. So like you're basically like quoting like around where the fair market price is. And so you get the scalp, buy here, sell there, buy here, sell there. But the thing is, like with new products, there's no volume. Like there's no one, it's a completely new product. So like with this particular product, I think it was like a one lot trading a week, maybe. Like it was really dead. But they needed some market makers out there to like show that there's liquidity, to like build confidence so that paper would come in and start trading this product. So anyways, I'm out there and I'm quoting and leaving my market out there every morning. You have to leave your market out there like 95% of the day or something in order to qualify for the rebates. And they have to be like certain size up, you know, on the bid ask, and you have to have some level of depth and whatever. There's all these rules. You can learn about it if you take the Series 56. They go into all the different variations to those rules. But the thing about this time during options trading is that my age is showing, I guess, but this is when options market making came from the pits to the screens, and it was kind of like the options trading software was relatively new, so it was kind of buggy. And we had like a license with this like startup that was trading, a startup that was building this certain kind of software we were using. I won't say the name of it, but there was another options trading software firm in Chicago that like made a mistake. This is like a side tangent story, but I think it's an interesting story. They made a mistake and it like basically, like during our biggest options expiration, like we completely lost connection to it. And so it infuriated all the partners and stuff. I'm just showing you the sunset, which looks dope. Because we lost all this opportunity. We couldn't see our positions. So we were like flying blind during the highest risk time of the month when options expire. So like the partners were furious and they were like threatening to switch to a competitor. And like the founder of that software firm was like begging us, like, no, well, I'll take you out to like a really like a great like dinner, we'll talk it over, we're so sorry. So then they were like, all right, fine. And they told everyone, like, yo, anyone who wants to come, we're gonna run the bill up on these guys. And so we all went, because I was just like junior trader. So I was like, okay, sure, that sounds fun. And then so we went there and we brought like 30 people maybe. And we ordered so much food, like lobster and steak and all this crap. And we ordered these like Henry the 13th shots, which this is ridiculous. Each shot was like $200. And they bring it out in this like red velvety, like, I don't know, like tray thing, and they like lift this like red like napkin thing up to show you the bottle, and it's like, you know, it's like they pour you this shot, it's $200, we're just like throwing them back, like, all right, another one. I think the bill was like $16,000 or something. The founder of that firm that trading software firm was on the other end of the table just cringing. I feel bad for him. He was like this like nerdy Indian guy. So I'm sure he, I think I looked him up on like Crunchbase or something. I think he's worth at least like $10 million because like his software, you know, a couple of other people besides us adopted it. So he's doing fine. But anyways, so back to the story, right? With this new product, I'm one of the only market makers. And then there was this other market maker and, he was probably at another options market making firm in Chicago. And he was showing size on his markets. Like he was like 100 up. I would mostly just piggyback on his markets because I was like, whatever, this thing never trades, I don't care. So I was just like mainly trading my main product and this was just a side thing. And then I would put on my quotes every morning. I would put my market out there just to fulfill like being in the market 95% of the day, and I would turn it off after the market closes. And this one morning I come in and the markets are reversed, and the only other person in the market is that other guy at the competing market making firm. So I'm confused. I'm like, because I was going to just piggyback on his market, and then I was just like, what the hell is this? And, you know, I'm like, it's the morning and trading firms, you have to get in there like 6:30 a.m. or something. So I'm like a little foggy in the head, and I'm like, what the hell, what is this, how is this right? And then I'm like, this market reversed? How's that possible? But then I'm like, oh, there no one trades in this product. So I can see how he could possibly leave the market out there for that long without anyone actually trading with them. I suppose it's possible. Because like it's just like a one lot that trades a week or something. And I don't usually trade with this other market maker because we're doing the same thing. We're on the same side of the trade. We're just both trying to scalp. So, you know, so it's just me and him out there. And so I'm like, I'm like, wait, is this a real trading opportunity? So I trade like a one lot on like the teeny part of the options chain. For anyone who doesn't know like options, there's like all these strikes, and then there's like an options chain that lets you see the bid-ask spread for like the quote for every single strike. And I just trade like some really far away teeny. I like do a one lot. I buy here and sell there because his markets are reversed. So he's actually quoting them like this. So I just buy at this low price and sell at this high price one lot. And then I see in my trading software that I just like scalped $300. Like, and I have no position because I bought and sold the same strike. So I'm completely out of it. So I'm like, wait, this is real? And so the fear running through my mind is that my software is malfunctioned, right? Because you don't know whether that guy made a mistake and put his quota backwards or whether it's my software that's backwards and just showing me the market backwards. And so I stand up and I'm like, yo. And I call the CTO over, like, yo, come here. This is really important. And the CTO jogs over and I'm like, hey, is this real? You think this is real? And then he's like, let me check. And he's like, you know, he's like, yeah, I think that's real, man. And he's like reviewing like my one lot trade. And he's like, yeah, trade those. I think those are real. This guy fucked up. And so I start just doing like, I think I started doing like 20 lots or 100 lots. Like buying and selling, like buy here, sell there, boom, 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 boom. And his market auto reloads. So he has like tons of size and depth behind just the amount he's showing. Like the 100, I take out his 100 and the new 100 just auto fills, and I do 100 and it just auto fills. And I'm like, holy shit, this guy has like depth too. And then, you know, yeah, I just keep doing it. 100. I'm up maybe like $50,000. And my bonus is 20% of that. So for me, that's like, I'm up 10 grand in my own net worth, like in like 30 seconds. And then, suddenly the markets disappear. They just go away. And I'm like, what happened? And then, you know, me and like the CTO is like standing behind me like, oh man, I think he just took his markets down. Shit, man. You should have done more. You should have done bigger. And I'm like, oh man. You know, you're weighing the risk, right? Like, should you just YOLO this thing or should you do it kind of conservatively? And, you know, I was willing to trade up to like 50 grand or so because I reasoned that that's about the amount that they wouldn't fire me for if I was wrong. And like, I just gave away 50 grand because my software was just showing the market backwards. I reasoned that they would like yell at me, but they would be like, whatever. I could see why you would think that. You're a junior trader. Just like, don't screw up like that again. That's coming out of your bonus, you know? But in hindsight, like that was the wrong move because like the expected value for me, like the way these firms are structured is that you share all the upside, but you don't share any of the downside. So the EV is actually most positive if you just take the most risk possible. Like, I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying EV-wise, that is factually a true statement. And, yeah, like, the thing is, there's, like, yeah, and then, yo, if I YOLO that and just trade everything, like, you know, if I make the firm $10 million, I'd be, like, a hero. I would be, like, a legend that they would talk about at, like, holiday parties for, like, the next 20 years. Like, oh, this one dude made the firm $10 million in, like, a minute. He made himself a $2 million bonus. Unbelievable, man. You know, like, I could have been like a legend of the firm, maybe even the industry, because that's such an entertaining story, you know. And then the downside is that I just blow out $10 million, like, and the partners all scream at me, and I just kind of like tippy toe on out of there, like, all right, I'm fired, like, you know, have HR like send me information through email. And I just didn't have the balls to pull that trigger. Like, I was a junior trader, I wanted my career. I was new to the industry, and I just like wanted to start out my career and, you know, build up a track record and all that. I didn't want to just blow out in like 10 seconds. Like, oops. Here's the thing. Here's a detail I'm not telling you. Like, with the trading software, right, you can automate your trades. So we have something called the eye, which is like just scanning the market. And so you can just set conditions. Like, if the amount of edge in the trade surpasses this amount, then automatically trade all of them up to this size. And I had the eye set up for that product, but I didn't turn it on, because what would happen if I turned the eye on that morning and all of his markets were backwards was it would go and hit every single strike, every, you know, all of them, 100 lot 100, it would do all the bids, all the offers, and it would do every month also, not just the front month. So it would make thousands of trades at once. And the P&L, if his stuff was auto reloading, as I realized it was after, like, I don't know how much depth he had behind that, but for him to be trading that big, this might have been like Citadel or like some big player with deep pockets, like the other market maker on their side. It might have been like Citadel or someone. Yeah, if I turned the eye on, I would have made millions of dollars all at once. I'm estimating like $10 million for the firm and $2 million for myself in bonus in like 10 seconds, 20 seconds. And so, yeah, and that guy would have definitely, the other market maker who put his market up backwards that morning, that guy would have gotten fired and screamed at for sure. But I only took 50 grand off of him, and he probably got like reprimanded. But if it's like a place like Citadel, like, they don't care that much about 50 grand. But he would have gotten reprimanded for being so careless to make such a stupid mistake. You know what I mean? Who knows? He might have gotten fired for that. But that's the nature of the industry. And after that happened, I was like kind of like shaking in my seat a little bit. Like, as the information started to like sink in, like, okay, I made myself 10 grand, I made the firm 50 grand, but I was conservative about this opportunity. I could have just turned the eye on and made millions of dollars in like 20 seconds, maybe less. And thinking about it made me so miserable. Like, I couldn't eat lunch that day. I just like my food came out and it just like slowly got cold at my desk. Like, I was like traumatized, and like, I couldn't sleep that night. Like, I was like so like shell-shocked and like depressed. Like, I was like, oh my god, dude, who knows how deep that guy's like capital was. Like, I probably could have made myself $2 million like in 10 seconds, and I was a coward, and I just didn't pull the trigger, and I just made 10 grand instead. And like, yeah, I was like, so, I might have started crying. I was so angry, dude. I definitely punched the shit out of my pillow. Like, I was like so angry. I didn't get over it for like a week or two, I think. It might have been more. So yeah, that's the meat of that story. And like, I try to tell myself that, like, even though we took 50 grand off of that other market maker, like, maybe there's like some safeties like at the OCC or exchange level, where like, if you like make over like, or maybe the guy at that firm just didn't file for it. But if you make a mistake like that, and it's just like one other person that makes the trade with you, that they would just like, you can dispute it with some board, like at the OCC or something, and then they'll bust the trade, and then you'll have to give them all the money back, you know? Like, maybe there's some judiciary board. And so maybe I wouldn't have been able to make like, you know, whatever it would have ended up. So let's say I took $1 million off that guy, and then my bonus was like 200 grand. Like, on top of whatever my bonus would have been. Like, I don't know where that limit is, you know? maybe 50 grand was just like small fries for these guys. Like if it's Citadel, maybe they were just like, whatever, dude, that's like, that's like a swing we have in like 3 seconds. And that's why they didn't challenge it or something. So I try to tell myself, maybe it's like a cope. I try to tell myself like, oh, they wouldn't have just let me take like $10 million off of this other firm. Like, cause it's obviously a mistake. So they would have like challenged it or something and I would have had to pay it back. So I tell myself that to like cope, to feel, make myself feel better. But like, I still wonder, man, like if I just, maybe that's not how that works, you know? And maybe if I just turned the eye on and it went brrr and traded everything, I would have made, yeah, I would have made 10 million for the firm and 2 million in bonus. So I, yeah, it's one of my biggest regrets as an options quant trader in the industry, knowing that there was a chance I could have made that much. But can't live in the past, you know? Everyone's got regrets and you just gotta like learn from your mistakes and move forward. So that's what I did, and just thought I'd share that story though to give you kind of like a feel for how dynamic the industry is, you know, like the kind of things that you can run into. I have so many trading stories of like crazy stuff that's happened and people screaming and yelling and crying, and it's a very like wild industry, put it that way. The opportunity to make so much money, like to put into perspective, right? Even that 10 grand, like I made 10 grand in like 10 seconds. Like, dude, like there are people in India that like pull their rickshaw every day in the hot sun for like the whole year and they probably don't make 10 grand. And in 10 seconds, I'm like eating my breakfast and I'm like, you know, I click a button and I make that guy's whole salary pulling his rickshaw in the hot sun. It's just crazy to think about. Anyways, yeah, that's the story. Check out the sunset though. Oh my God. Lake Tahoe, beautiful. I'd love to come skiing here. Yeah, it goes all the way around. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed that story. See you next time.